Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Sunday afternoon, the rare Sunday show from Andy and Randy. We've done some Saturday shows.
We've never done a Sunday show. I don't think we've ever done one. I think you and two other people did one. Or was that a Saturday?
Well, you and I used to do the Wade Ford Show on Sundays.
Yeah, that's what it was.
For a couple years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at some point on a random weekend Sunday in the past, we've done shows together. But
I like working weekends.
Hey, you know what? Randy likes working weekends. So keep that in mind, bosses.
Mike, I'm kidding, all right? I'm kidding, Mike. I'm kidding, Mike.
It was like everything in my – because I always want to have your back on everything. And I was like, am I going to say that too? I'm not going to say that too.
I mean, it is what it is.
I loved doing the Wade Ford tailgate show.
I'm thinking about it right now. It's 2 o'clock. What would I be doing at home right now?
So then
waiting for like that sun to go behind that one tree, so I go outside.
So you can go in the back.
So I go outside. But it's great because I've been putting it off a month. So yesterday I went and did a deep clean in the basement.
Okay.
Deep clean everything, mold and everything like that. Dude, it was beautiful. Washed off all the balls and all the stuff downstairs. Got it looking right. 20 minutes later, it's Hurricane Bash. And I can't even walk to get out without stepping on damn toys, to get out the damn basement, to go back upstairs.
Isn't that the funniest thing about, like, when the kids just – you're, like, doing an obstacle course just to get across the room.
Out.
And, like, when it's dark and you just turn your ankle on a Lego or something like that.
How has a mama never, ever stepped on a Lego or a goddamn Hot Wheel?
I don't know. How are we the only ones?
How are daddies the only ones that step on stuff?
I don't know. Like, it's a great question.
But it baffles me.
Their feet are smaller. Some of them.
Huh?
Wives have small feet.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Smaller than us.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, some wives probably have big feet.
I mean, some women have big feet. Would you ever date a woman who you could share shoes with?
Probably.
Not going to wait till the Air Maxes?
Yeah. Go have some 95s or something like that.
That's my day-to-day. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. That was rude.
No, I probably dated a girl that had a men's wide, you know? Has to wear New Balances, basically. Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, boy.
Not now. You don't. Not these days. My wife's got dainty feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful little tiny feet. Like a Chinese ballerina.
Oh, man. But we're going to talk NFL because I finished watching the quarterback thing. I finished watching yesterday while I was cleaning up and stuff. And I like Kirk Cousins.
I know.
I think he's a good dude. I think he's a good man.
I know. Me too.
But what a crap show that was. And for him to sit up there and say, yeah, what he was saying as far as, yeah, I was hurt, but I was like, I didn't want to come out because the same thing. You remember, and I don't, you know, I'm not one of them dudes, like I said, and want to be the first and everything. But I said, this dude was scared to lose his job.
Yeah.
And he said it.
You were probably the only person that was kind of on it throughout the whole time. Like, as soon as they drafted Penix, you were like, and the details of Cousins' contract would come up sometimes. You were like, that's fine. 3 years, whatever. Probably not going to be starting next year.
No.
It was like, well, yeah, all right, but hopefully he will be. You're like, yeah, maybe, we'll see. And then obviously it went the way that it went. But it all comes back to the night that they did that.
Yes.
And his insecurities.
Everything.
That have fueled him for his whole career dating back to Michigan State.
Yes.
That it fueled him, and it's fine. And it's fine when it's an underdog story and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But in this situation, when you're the starter and then that still pops back up and you behave like that because of it,
yes,
it hurts the team.
Yep.
And that ultimately, like, I don't, you and I were in this boat almost from the very beginning. And then when we got the details of the story throughout the offseason, you came to a conclusion. My opinion on it has not changed at all, seeing the documentary.
No.
There's just new information.
Yeah,
slightly.
But for him to say it, that's the part.
Right.
What he said.
Yeah.
Talking about Drew Brees, don't ever let your backup see the field and all those different things. And then say, maybe I should have.
Maybe you should have.
That was that. Yeah, because that was me watching this thing. And I was like, you know, and I agree with some of the things he says because I've been there and I played probably when I should not have played. But I want the damn quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was about it. Then you know, people were trying to get on his wife, and she's crying and everything because he was benched. It's a different type of situation with your spouse. Nobody in that life is more closer to you than your spouse. She sits there and you talk. You tell her everything. You know how I talk about cackling. You tell your wife everything. She knows when you're hurting and all those things. So she's all that invested. So I understand why she was emotional.
Why would anyone be giving her a hard time?
Because she was crying. Oh. And he played bad, so it should have been benched. But it's different.
That's his wife. Right? She's not a Falcons fan. She's a Kirk Cousins fan.
Yeah, that's her ultimate love right there. And so
that's people that don't have wives.
Yes.
Or wives with big ass feet.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Take it back to the beginning of the segment.
Yeah, but you ever date a woman with bigger feet than yours?
Again, you asking questions that may have happened. Like, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
I was in college, I dated is a loose term, but was friends with a girl who was on the volleyball team. She was like 6'3".
Okay.
I don't know how big her feet were. My God. Pretty big.
Okay. All right. Who's here with us?
She was the big spoon.
Gordon is right here with us, right?
Yeah.
Gordon. All right, and, you know, the timeline and everything, it refreshes. Did you take this damn picture, Abe?
Yeah, I mean, Abe didn't take it himself. Unless he had a tripod.
Or did Abe prop?
Does Abe have a tripod?
Gordon took the picture of Abe right there? Or did he need prop and everything?
Abe's on the scene.
But that was the ultimate thing. But we get the NFL stuff. We were talking earlier, 30 of the 32 second-round picks are not signed because Houston went Cleveland on them.
Well, Houston did, but then another team did too. So both of the second-round picks have fully guaranteed contracts.
And now everybody else wants fully guaranteed
contracts. Exactly. Why wouldn't you?
But my thing is this.
Why would that guy get it? He's done the same amount in the NFL as I have. Give me a fully guaranteed contract.
I'm curious if the same agent did both of their contracts.
That's probably.
What prompted you to do that?
I don't know.
I never understand why teams like Cleveland and all these do that. I'm glad Deshaun got a fully guaranteed contract because NFL players should have fully guaranteed contracts.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, why did y'all have to do it?
I don't know. I understand why they did it because that was the only way they were going to get Deshaun because it seemed like the Falcons probably were going to get him in that negotiation.
You think so?
I think he probably would have wanted to be here. Yeah. Seemed like if you're going to try to win the – because that's always what I said about the Falcons in that situation was if you even start the conversation, you don't lose it.
Right.
Don't be the team that flirted with Deshaun Watson and lost. Then you lose Matt Ryan too, and ultimately that's what happened.
Yep.
Cleveland just decided to go the full way and get the – now, obviously, it's been a huge disaster since they did it, but I understand why they did that. I don't understand why any rookie contract is complicated. It's all slotted. And obviously some of it is negotiable. That's why you've got the guy, the Texas A&M kid that's holding out from Cincinnati.
Yes.
Because they're haggling over some nonsense.
Right.
But it's all slotted. Like, it's all predetermined what you're going to get. I guess the guarantees and some of the fourth-year stuff and fifth-year option isn't all the same in every contract. But I don't know. I don't understand how rookies hold out
in this day and age.
It's all predetermined.
Yeah.
To the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Anything else, NFL? I saw this crap that they're backing this Lloyd Howell guy. He's the executive of the NFLPA and all that crap. Because you know how much I hate that other dude.
DeMorris Smith?
Yeah, I hate him with a passion, and a lot of us do. Now he wrote this tell-all book now. So he's snitching on everybody, telling all the business.
Did he retire?
No, they didn't want him back.
But he's done?
He'll make it seem like, I decided to step away. But
you don't write a tell-all book if you're still in the middle of your career.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's kind of the time to write a tell-all book
Yeah, man. But it's a whatever situation with that.
Kyle Juszczyk said, Christian McCaffrey looks, quote, incredible and will change everything, which is true.
Which is true.
If Christian McCaffrey plays, that changes everything for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Would help them look better in signing the quarterback contract and all of that. Is there any individual player, and I guess there's probably other guys if you want to say, like, you know, Mahomes or Josh Allen or whatever, but a guy who's not been with his team, injured, and a guy who's sort of inconsistently available – is there anyone more important to their team in the NFL than Christian McCaffrey?
Nobody.
I don't think there is.
Well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
Without, I'm talking about guys that have missed time.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I mean, you think about him. This dude is spectacular when he's not hurt. And I'm not talking about, like, he has a good year.
Yeah, like top 10 player in the NFL.
He's a top – exactly. Yeah. Not running back. Yeah. I'm talking about player when he's healthy. His biggest thing is he can't stay healthy. And now, you know, last year he had these – whatever was going on with his lower legs, Achilles, and all that stuff. I'm just interested to see how much – because, I mean, he's owed so much money.
Right.
Rightfully so. He earned the check, and you saw how good he was when he's healthy. But his biggest thing is just being healthy. And if you don't think Brock Purdy needs that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Purdy needs a healthy Christian McCaffrey. And so we won't see Christian McCaffrey. I don't know who they play week one. But that's what you'll see.
It's crazy. Just look at last year versus the year before. Like, obviously, last year he ran the ball 50 times because he missed all that time, 15 receptions. 2023, when they went to the Super Bowl, and by the way, went to overtime against the Chiefs, almost won the game. He had 272 carries for 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns, 67 receptions. Like, he's everything for that offense. And that offense was good before they got him.
Yes.
And then when they were able to pull off that trade, like, that's – this guy can be healthy and play for a Kyle Shanahan offense. That feels like cheating.
Yes.
Obviously, it worked out really well, but the reason that the Panthers are even willing to move on from him in the first place is because of those injury concerns.
Yeah.
And, you know, the second year there, he plays so little. So, now, it sucks because he is so great when he plays. We also know with that position, you know, when it's over, it's over.
Yeah, man.
And it's not fair because usually it is injury that does it. Like, but when, you know, that cliff comes faster than people want it to. He's 29 years old. He just turned 29. So, you know.
Another year before.
He's right around that cliff, which is usually around 30 for NFL running backs. And, if they want that Brock Purdy contract to look good.
They got
to
have him.
Hopefully Christian McCaffrey plays
football. Yeah, they got to have him. Because you think about it, I mean, you lose Debo, but you got Pearsall. I mean, Pearsall's kid.
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall.
Pearsall, you got him.
We'll
you got Ayuk coming back.
Uh-huh.
And then, obviously, Kittle's one of the best tight ends in ball. Yeah, they got something. But for this thing to look the way it used to look, Christian McCaffrey's got to be healthy.
Oh, and Ndamukong Suh officially announced his retirement.
Yeah, I saw that.
When's the last time he played?
2 years ago.
Okay.
He played for the Eagles. No, did he play for the Eagles? Yeah, he did play for the Eagles.
Yeah, I did. He's one of those guys that when the retirement announcement pops up, it's like, oh, I didn't realize he hadn't officially done that.
Yeah, just one of the best players. He is definitely epitome of not like the football player. One of the nicest, sweetest people you'll ever meet in your freaking life is Ndamukong Suh.
Didn't stomp on your ankle when you met him.
And then when he was putting the line, he'll step on you or something like that.
One of the
nicest people.
Like, it'll probably never happen. Maybe it'll. I guess it kind of did because Travis Hunter played both ways. But if anybody in the last 15 years or so should have been considered heavily for a Heisman Trophy as a defensive player in college.
Yep.
That dude was an absolute
cheat code. He finished second, I think. Yeah.
And should have won.
Yes.
Like, he was so ridiculous in Nebraska. His final year did play for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Obviously, Detroit all those years, Miami for a few, Rams, Tampa, and then the Eagles.
Because that's what I met. I met him in Miami. Uh-huh. I mean, when he was in Miami. But, I mean, he's just one of the nicest people.
How many sacks do you think he had in his 12-year career?
60.
Close, 71 and a half.
Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, he was such just a dominant player. He may go to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, his first 5 years, he was All-Pro, first-team All-Pro 4 times in 3 years.
Damn.
Or, sorry, 4 times. That would be impossible.
Yeah.
4 times in 5 years.
Damn.
And then just got hurt and ended up in Miami and kind of stayed banged up. And anyway, we will take a break here. Come back. Like we normally do this time of the show during the week, we do a back page with Bo. But Bo is not here, obviously. Josh is running the show.
Don't mess it up, Josh.
Josh is going to do a back page.
I'll try my best.
Mess it up, Josh.
He's going to do his best. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome as we're broadcasting live from Murph's at the Cobb Galleria. The All-Star Weekend festivities are upon us. Braves game going on today, too, in St. Louis, looking for the sweep over the Cardinals. We'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.